This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with a story about alleged corruption in state government. Now, given that this is a subject that comes up just about every day in Massachusetts, you might be inclined to ignore this story.
But today, House Speaker Robert DeLeo decided he couldn't ignore the story, and he's fighting back. At issue is testimony in the federal corruption case against the former chief of probation, John O'Brien. O'Brien and two of his associates are accused of concealing a sham hiring scheme, and federal prosecutors say they have evidence that DeLeo and the probation department were trading jobs for legislative favors.
Today, the House Speaker responded to those allegations, calling them untrue.
Let me just be very, very clear. Any statements or any innuendos that there were any quid pro quo in terms of jobs or money or whatever is false and untrue. And anyone who says that knows it's untrue.
So, with the latest in the O'Brien case and Speaker DeLeo's response to them, we're joined by WBUR's David Boeri at the federal courthouse in Boston. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony.
Now, before we get to the particulars here around the testimony, what's significant about House Speaker Robert DeLeo's response today, responding to testimony in the O'Brien trial?
It is extraordinary that it has taken this long, in a way, for the speaker to come forward, and yet this is a sprawling, complicated case, Anthony, and what's extraordinary about it in particular is that the government has been trying to show at this trial that Speaker Robert DeLeo was involved in alleged crimes for which he hasn't been charged, and at a trial that he's not been called to as a government witness.
Right.
So this is what makes this all a big stretch out on this case. And today we had several more state representatives who've been called to testify.
All right, well, let's talk about that. Two state representatives, Michael Moran and Kevin Honan, testified. What did they say today?
So they both said that in 2009, they received phone calls from an aide to DeLeo. And the aide to DeLeo was asking them whether or not they knew anybody that would be interested in a probation officer's job, or actually, I should say, in a probation office job involving electronic monitoring of offenders. They said that it was, and other state reps have said the same thing, it was extraordinary to them. That never happened before, where the speaker's office had called and they'd been offered jobs. The prosecution tried to elicit from them that, in fact, those phone calls came after the state representatives had shown their support for DeLeo in his bid to become Speaker of the House. At the time, he was head of the Ways and Means Committee. And so this is part of what the government's been trying to do, the prosecutors, establish that there was a quid pro quo. And here's DeLeo exploding at this in very angry and emotional terms today.
I don't believe there's been one lawmaker who has stated that they were told that they were going to get a job if they voted for Bob DeLeo for Speaker. That has been alleged.
So that's been alleged. So the allegation there that they did something good for DeLeo, he was going to get them jobs. DeLeo flatly denying that.
Right. And of course, the third man out, so to speak, in this is the man that's actually on trial. And that is John O'Brien and his two co-defendants. And the government's theory all along is that the probation department has been pushing these hires, politically connected hires, as favors for the politically powerful. And in return, the politically powerful made sure that the probation department got favored treatment in the legislature, including big budgets or bigger budgets.
So tell us what the former chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, Charles Murphy, said today. He testified about the probation budget, just what you were referring to there. What did he have to say?
So going to this theory of the quid pro quo, he said that in 2009, when they're preparing the fiscal budget for the next year, remember, the revenues had been falling, the economy had crashed. He said, we had to cut the budget. We had to make drastic cuts. And then he talks about going to see DeLeo, and DeLeo, quote, conveyed to me that the probation department budget would not be cut. I pushed back. I said it probably wouldn't reflect terribly well. And he, meaning DeLeo, reiterated his guidance that probation would not be cut. And I marched on.
Now, how did DeLeo respond today to that testimony?
Well, let's hear him up at the State House.
I don't have any independent memory in terms of a particular year, in terms of how probation was treated, except to say that they did not get any special treatment, and also to say that whenever probation or anything of public safety, quite frankly, it was just kept in mind that the public safety in the constituents of the Commonwealth were always my main concern and nothing further.
So, David,
now remember,
yeah,
Anthony,
go ahead,
let me point out something,
sure,
because this is important and it indicates how difficult this case is and all the problems the government's having. So they put on Murphy, who testifies, as he does, that in fact DeLeo says you won't cut the probation department. And then under cross-examination, Murphy is hit with this from a defense attorney. He says, wait a minute, let's take a look at the budget the previous year and this year. And the defense attorney claims that in fact the budget was cut by 12%. Now remember, Murphy's just said it was 10%. DeLeo said, no, you can't cut it. And the defense is saying, actually, if you look at it, it's 12%, even more than Murphy had proposed and be rebuffed on. And that, at the end of the day, at this point, seems to gut the government's contention that, in fact, there was a quid pro quo here involving the budget.
Interesting. Okay, that's WBUR's David Boeri reporting from the corruption trial of John O'Brien at the federal state courthouse. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, stick with us. When we come back, we'll ask, has President Barack Obama failed Black America? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.